Pakistan lost a beloved voice yesterday. Singer Junaid Jamshed was among 47 people killed in a plane crash north of Islamabad. Jamshed rose to fame in the 1980s as the leader of a pop rock band called Vital Signs, and he was an inspiration for many musicians in Pakistan today. One of them is Rutaba Yaqub. We had her on the show a while back. Today I asked her to tell us what Junaid Jamshed meant to her.
He was basically the person who inspired me to do music, and he was the guy who basically made me believe that like music can live in Pakistan and there's still hope for the industry in Pakistan.
What was it about his career, his music, that kind of inspired you that way?
I think it was the courage of actually doing music in Pakistan, because Junaid Jamshed, along with his other band members from the band Vital Signs, they were the very first boy band of Pakistan who started doing pop rock music. That's basically how every single musician of Pakistan got inspired to pursue it as a career.
I mean, Pakistan has music. I mean, some great musical traditions, the Sufi Qawwali tradition. But in terms of pop music, remind us how pop music is viewed in Pakistan and kind of what risks Jamshed was taking by making that kind of music.
It wasn't about the risk. It was more about the innovation, and because they were great musicians in Pakistan. They came from Pakistan. There were people like Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan who were amazing, amazing vocalists. Mm. But Junaid Jamshed, along with his band members, he basically started doing a different kind of music, introduced pop rock into Pakistan, which nobody else was doing. And I think it was a brilliant, brilliant thing to do.
And yet Jamshed abandoned his music career, joined a conservative Islamic movement. What was that like for his fans? What was it like for you when you learned that?
I was really sad about the fact that he won't be doing music anymore. Mm. But you know, whatever he chooses for his life, whatever he wants to do, it's his own choice. I don't really have any opinion on that. But it was sad for a lot of his fans who loved his music.
So today in Pakistan, how are people remembering Jamshed? Is his music the only thing on any radio station you dial into?
Yeah. Actually, it's the only thing that I hear.
Have you found yourself singing any of your favorite tunes of his today?
Yeah, I did actually. The night I heard about the incident, I heard this one particular song. It's called Unka Khayal. It's not one of his famous tracks, but I love it. That's the one track that I used to play whenever I wanted to practice the guitar. Mm. So yeah, that's the song I heard.
I'm not going to put you on the spot and have you sing for us, but is there one line in the song that you feel is kind of representative of who Junaid Jamshed was?
I think there was this one line from this other song. It actually read, "Mar bhi jaun to mat rona," and it means that even if I die, don't cry and just remember me by my songs.
Rutaba Yaqub, thanks very much for sharing some of your memories of Junaid Jamshed with us. Really appreciate it.
No worries. Thank you, Marco.
This is The World.